Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, we have reached the point when, I don't know about you, but you have to contemplate putting your bin out tonight.
Yes, it is bin night. Do we have the same bin night?
It's weird. Like, I think a lot of places do. Like, pretty much everywhere. We are like this does. It's like everyone in our area seems to like too. I don't understand.
It's
like,
funny
everyone,
that.
Everyone in our street
everyone
has
around
night,
us has bin night. That's so weird.
I was going
to statement of event.
I was going to keep making digging a hole.
Yeah, myself. Keep going.
Now, it's weird because it all depends on, like, where you're at, I guess. Sometimes, you know, Mandurah's part of Perth.
Yeah.
And then other times it's not. And I looked into this kind of, like, and I think from a federal point of view, technically we might be, but state-wise they kind of zone
well,
it a
yeah,
bit
I'm thinking, like, other states, like over east, it's usually within that, if you're that far away from the city, that they say you're not in the city. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
we're,
yeah.
An hour and a half from the city.
Well, from the city, yeah. I don't
you know.
You know,
like any other state, it'd be like... rural. It's because we're WA. We think everything's close when you drive 100 km.
But like, when you can pretty much get suburban all the way through.
Yeah.
Like, is it joined?
And like, I don't know. Yeah, well, technically we're our own city, aren't we?
Well, definitely. But then again, Joondalup's a separate city. Fremantle's a separate city.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Gosnells is a separate city. Like, you know what
sorry,
I mean?
What?
So, I don't know. But anyway, I think today's a day that we want to come under the Perth umbrella.
Okay.
Because Perth has been named the friendliest city in Australia.
Oh.
According to the Big Seven travel website.
There you go.
Now, this is a very scientific way of looking at it. They asked their social media audience of 1.5 million where they would find the friendliest cities and towns in Australia.
Was it Perth people that said Perth?
Well, that would be all of Perth answering the question if it's 1.5 million. I don't know. It seems like this is people that actually travel, I suppose.
Okay.
So there you go. We've pipped New South Wales, Port Town, Coffs Harbour, while Brisbane, Adelaide and Cairns rounded out the top five.
Oh, see, I would have thought like Queensland would be quite happy as well.
There you go. Yeah.
We're just chill. We're chill as.
I think that's part of what it is, you know. It's a chill, general, you know, customer
it's
service.
There's not much going on around here, and let's be honest, we're just chill.
We'll talk to anyone.
We're not busy.
Are you, you're new in town, right?
Want to have a chat? I'm
let's
free.
Have a coffee, yeah. Melbourne came in sixth, and unsurprisingly for most, Sydney doesn't make it until number 16.
No.
Which, you know.
They just think they're too important in Sydney.
They do.
They've got the Opera House. They just think they're too good for us.
They dress too fancy. The woman dubbed the cereal stowaway, and by that, not talking about
cereal,
the cereal you eat,
no,
as in
like a cereal.
She, yes, yes. For her history of trying to sneak onto flights, has struck again.
Right.
According to the New York Post, Marilyn Hartman, who's 67, was arrested after she attempted to bypass security at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport without a boarding pass or identification, according to police.
How was she going to get on?
Well, I don't know.
Where is she going to sit?
She was arrested last year when she managed to bypass the same airport security checkpoint and board a British Airways flight to London without a ticket or a boarding pass. Doesn't say how far she got.
How does that even happen?
This is what I want to know. And this is added to a stack of about five other incidents where she has slipped in past. I feel like O'Hare needs to sort their security out.
I'm trying to imagine how you can even slip past because they check all your tickets as you walk through those doors.
But apparently she kind of she just knows how to blend into the crowd because she's a very unassuming looking kind of late 60s kind of, you know, lady.
So she shuffles herself in behind someone and then she's straight
done.
Through.
And yet here, you can't get on a flight with a set of nail clippers in your carry-on, even if you do have a boarding pass.
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand.
And where did she sit? Like, what if they were full flights? Well, she'd be like, oh,
it doesn't say if she's actually made it to her destination.
Right, she just made it on board.
Oh, so no, I'm just stretching my legs. Yeah, just going for a walk around the cabin the entire time.
For the whole flight.
I don't know. I'd love to know what her plan is once
maybe
she gets
she
on board.
She sits in the toilet the whole time. You know?
Can't be good for you.
Free spot.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I don't. I'm not sure.
It's a free seat.
Look, true. Okay, I'll ask for that one next time I book a plane.
Go to the toilet, thanks. Extra leg room in there. A granddad from Ireland has recently passed away. And he, at his funeral, his family and friends had all gathered around as they lowered his coffin into the grave. So very sad. He's decided to give them something to smile about at his funeral and he's pre-recorded a message to play at his funeral. So he's got this all organised, and this is what plays after the service as they're lowering the coffin.
Hello. Hello. Let me out. Where the f*** are we? Hello. Hello. Let me out. Bank in here. Let me out. Hello. He's ashamed me. I'm in the box. No, I'm yet. I'm dead.
Potty mouth on him too.
Oh, how funny is that? So he's given all his family have had a giggle. Isn't that just
great? Nice. That's a nice send off.
What a prank start. So we're assuming he's actually passed.
Did anyone check? Are you made sure?
Oh, he's funny, isn't he? Let's come on, fill the hole in.
Not far away from ATAR exams.
Yes, I know. That's time of year again.
It's next month, I think, you'll find they start.
Yeah.
And as, you know, you may have heard, too much stress.
Stressful time for kids. And they need to know that it's normal to feel stressed.
Well, this is it. They're saying that too much stress reduces your performance, you know, potential. Yeah. So managing stress is the key. And they've got four tips here from an expert. What the first one is, it's normal to feel stressed. So don't stress out that you're stressed, which can create this whole kind
because
of
Because then you'll get stressed about being stressed that you're stressed.
So just like, it's normal for a start. The second one is don't fear failure, because one failure does not define your life.
And I think there's
one failure does not define your life.
I think there's a lot of pressure on ATAR when
it
doesn't need to be. It's not... No. It honestly does not matter that much. There is always a way
to
do what you want to do.
Don't overthink it.
No.
Because, you know, so you do your best work when you've relaxed, generally. And the other thing they say is work out how you work and study best. So whether it's with friends or whether it's best on your own or whether it's with music or whether it's indoors or outdoors, but they do say eat well, stay hydrated and sleep properly. Don't, you know, miss out on any of those things. Speaking of eating properly, it's World Food Day.
Is it?
Yes. So look at that coming
together. Of
course
you'd know.
Of course. The tagline is healthy diets for a zero hunger world. So, and it's all they're suggesting all the stuff they always say. Eat more fruit and veg, grains, legumes, less processed stuff, eat fresh. And all of that's going to help, you know, eat sustainably and all of that's going to help, you know, make everything kind of last a bit longer and work for everyone. So
great idea.
There's a couple of good little tips for us to all take away today.
Yeah.
And I give that to you because I care.
Oh, and it's free. How good's that?
I know. And because it was about food.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With our mistress of mayhem. Yeah, that's right, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Jennifer Aniston has officially broken Instagram.
Hey, please don't tell me she's been posting pictures of her rear.
She never actually had Instagram, so she joined yesterday, and so many people wanted to follow her that her page stopped accepting new followers.
Now, that's the way you want to do it.
She actually broke it. She started her Instagram journey with a photo, a grainy, terrible quality photo of her friend's co-stars, so... Good on you, Jen.
Aww.
Try and follow her if you can.
Bring it on, yeah.
Now, Miley Cyrus has shared that track that Cody Simpson wrote for her last week as she was recovering from tonsillitis. It's called Golden Thing, and he calls her a crystal dream and Cali queen.
Crystal dream, Cali queen, radiant hand, vibrant sand. I'm shy. It's a golden thing she's got.
That's nice.
It is very beautiful, isn't it?
And inspired by Miley.
Yep. Now, Pharrell Williams says he's embarrassed about the role he played in creating the song Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke. I'm okay.
I suppose when you think about it, there are some troubling lyrics.
He reckons he didn't realise that there are men out there who use the same language when taking advantage of women.
Right.
He said that blew his mind, so he's apologised and, kind of wants to move away from it. Now, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, Zoe Kravitz, has been cast as Catwoman in The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson. She previously voiced Catwoman in 2017 movie, The Lego Movie with Batman.
Oh, really?
The Lego Batman movie. So there's going to be the fifth actress to portray Catwoman on the big screen when The Batman hits theatres June 25, 2021. So
wow, we are really planning ahead, aren't
we? Yeah, you've got to wait a while for that one. And speaking of Batman, many viewers of the latest Joker movie were concerned about the use of the Gary Glitter song in the film and how that could contribute to his royalties. Of course, he is the pop star turned convicted pedophile. Good news, though, Glitter won't be receiving any of the royalties for the use of his song Rock and Roll Part 2.
Neither for that one either, that little player there.
Yes, he's not getting, don't worry. Snapper Music, who own his music catalogue, say Gary does not get paid and we have absolutely no contact with him. The 75-year-old is serving a 16-year sentence for sexually abusing underage girls.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.